Article title, Wires and Their States. Content, the wires are the core driver of the simulator. They connect the elements and store the state of the connection. Subheader, the states. The wires can be in any of the following states. Start of list. List item, float. This means there is no component output driving the wire. It is just floating or undefined. List item, upper resistor pull-up has set the state to a high value, but can be pulled down by an active output. List item, down similar to up, but has been pulled down by a resistor. List item, high. One component has actively set this to high. Having another output driving the wire will result in an error. List item, low similar to high, but an active low is driven. End of list. Subheader. The connections. As previously defined, a wire can connect multiple pins of your simulator. There has to be at least two connections, but there is no upper limit. You can have visually broken wires, but internally they will be connected. There is a lot of internal magic happening when connecting line segments, but for you as the user, you just use them by connecting the pins. Subheader. The processing. Upon start of a simulator step, all wires are set to float. After this, all connected pins are queried and their output is set as the new wire state, if they are driven or pulled. If two or more drivers are detected, the wire will be in an error state. A combination of pulling and driving is possible. The driving output wins. Multiple pullings are not possible. Only the first one will be used. So if you got a pull-up and a pull-down, the first connected will win. After all connections were processed, the wire state will be set and the connected pins will get their new status set. Finally, the color for the wire will be set.